Toronto Zoomer Radio and back to 1997 for that beauty. Amanda Marshall, Fall from Grace on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Sam. Gas prices in Toronto, if you haven't checked, are lower today. And they've been worse than this. So I think we were all bracing for higher prices in the summertime, and it seems to be going in the right direction. Our guest is Dan McTagg, President of Canadians for Affordable Energy. Good to have you back on the morning Zoom, Dan.
Great to be here with this kind of news, Sam. My goodness, I've been nothing but the voice of doom for the past few months.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but you're not wrong. So prices are down this morning. Let's take baby steps here. So woke up, saw that they were down a nickel or 4 cents a liter, yeah. Right?
Yeah, so we're top price in GTA, 174.9. And I think that has people finally starting to noticing it looks a lot better than where it was on June 11th. When it was 215.9, that was the top number we ever saw. Mm-hmm. But, this, Sam, really does suggest that there is a bit of a pause in the market right now. I think energy markets are finally starting to say maybe these prices were way too high. We can produce more fuel and at the same time recognize that demand has dropped, especially in the United States, because of these high prices.
Yeah, that's interesting, and I want to talk about that in 1 second, but are we going to get another price drop tomorrow? I'm hearing rumblings.
Yeah, well, look, drops 6 cents a liter tomorrow, not 0.6, 6. So
wow.
It goes from 174.9 down to 168.9, if you can hold off until midnight tonight. And you know what? The market hasn't completely ended this drop, so we could see another 2 cent drop on Sunday, you know, potentially going down to 166.9, although it's very early to say. Mm-hmm. The trend is that, that's 50 cents off the top mark we saw just a little over a month ago.
Yeah, that's good to know. So if your tank isn't empty, maybe just hold off if you can. What the pattern has been, though, is a couple of days where the prices drop and then there's another bump up and we feel like we're right back where we started from. So you're delivering a little bit of good news. I was reading something the other day about how consumers are just not spending their money on gas right now. They're finding other ways to get around because it is too expensive. And maybe sort of that whole consumer movement to back away from filling up their tanks is having this positive reaction because it's supply versus demand, and maybe there's more yep. supply than demand.
Well, that's what's happening, Sam. You've touched on it in a significant way. Refineries have been able to take advantage of these high prices. They want to churn out more fuel where they can, and they've done so. I'm looking at, not to get into, too much detail, but refineries are running at 95% operable capacity. And so that's rare. It's usually 90, 85, 90 to meet demand. They've been going bonkers trying to get as much fuel out as they can. At the same time, consumers are saying, wait a minute, we can't afford $5 a gallon in the United States. We can't afford $2 a liter in Canada. So, yeah, we're gonna pull back a little bit where we can. Of course, that also means that, the old theory, high prices is a cure to high prices. And unfortunately, and I say unfortunately, the lower price is probably going to incentivize people to get back in and start driving again, especially stateside where next week we could start to see a bit of a reversal where demand starts to go back up, and in 2 weeks we'll start to see prices moving back up. I don't think we'll hit $2 a liter now. I'm pretty convinced of that. And there's also this massive fear by markets that we're going into a great recession. More importantly, interest rates are rising, as we know here in Canada, the United States, Europe. That's going to put a real damper on everyone's disposable incomes.
Yeah, for sure. We've only got a little bit of time left, so just tell us what it looks like into, I know you can't really be 100% sure, but you were saying that you don't think we're going to hit $2 a liter in the foreseeable future?
No. I thought we could get there, the province moved to knock off 6.4 cents a liter. That's 5.7 plus HST. And I think there is probably a great fear globally that we're going to go into a bit of a recession. So at least until the end of the month, I don't see anything changing. I think we're staying in the 160, 170 range. But I think come August, if we get hurricanes in the U.S. Gulf Coast, if we see a surge in demand or refineries, which often happens, by the way, Sam, mm-hmm. are running into trouble, especially in the United States, because they can't run at those kind of rates forever. then we could see a bit of a reversal. But for now, I think the markets are very nervous about the prospects of governments, rather central banks, raising interest rates and damaging demand.
You know, we love having you on the show when you come with this kind of news. So you currently have an open invitation, but as the prices rise, we'll have to rethink that, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Please, let's not have that happen anytime soon. I've gone through 6 months of this stuff. It's been brutal, Sam.
Yeah, for sure it has. So gas down 4 cents today, another 6 cents tomorrow. Good stuff. Thank you so much, Dan.
Take care, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Dan McTagg, President of Canadians for Affordable Energy.